It's time. After introducing Gwen Stefani, or letting her reintroduce herself, we want to introduce you to someone you may or may not know, because now it's time for
the Friday Music Club.
We do it around this time of the week, and today we are we've discovered a talent from Algoa country that has expanded to fill up the nation and hopefully popping internationally soon. On the line from Johannesburg, South Africa, with roots right here in our area, she's a lady who's been singing since, well, I mean, basically since she was allowed to.
Yes.
She started with choirs and solos, and then performances and concerts and recordings, and this was all in our area, and then went to Gauteng and started with the recordings and the collaborations and all sorts of things. Please welcome, all the way from Johannesburg, back to her home country of Algoa country, Viwe. How you doing?
I'm good. And just applause. And just applause.
I feel like we need to welcome you back via the telephone.
Yes. Viwe.
People who don't know you may not know that you're from this area. Where did you grow up? Where'd you come from?
Well, I'm from the Eastern Cape. My roots are from the Eastern Cape. I'm from Queenstown, actually. I was born in Grahamstown, but I grew up mostly in Queenstown, and that's been home for me. I mean, the hills, the Crescent Hills, and the beauty of the Eastern Cape is what I grew up knowing. So, yeah, I'm from the Eastern Cape. I'm from Queenstown. Yeah.
And also, you grew up listening to your favorite station, of course, right?
Yes, your music, your world.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Algoak FM.
That's why we felt we had to have you on the Friday Music Club. Sure. Well, now that you've given us a sample of the voice, I'm excited to say that we're going to be hitting a new track of yours today. Your EP is called Ngoku. That's where we gave us the clue as well. You're obviously got some isiXhosa roots here.
Yes. I'm definitely a Xhosa girl through and through, and Ngoku is my EP. It's coming out like in about a few months, and it's really just embracing the now and what you can do now instead of like procrastinating or thinking about the future, which is uncertain as we all know. But I think it just celebrates whatever it is that you want to do, whatever ambition you have. Just do it now. Like, what's the problem? Why wait? You know. So Ngoku is really just that sort of energy. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it, the full project.
In terms of your style, you've gravitated towards R&B and soul. What was the process like? Was it just in your heart, or did you try different things and eventually go, this is my space?
Yeah, no, definitely. I grew up with a lot of R&B influences, you know, like your Nina Simone, was not really like soul and Indian Motown. So that's something that is just sort of inculcated in who I am. But I have tried a lot of genres just to be diverse and to be relevant, but R&B is my home. You know, I love making love songs, and I love speaking about love and all its formats, and R&B just seems to be such a perfect fit for that.
Yeah, and Viwe, you bringing us the first offering of the EP is Rapture, and there is something that you a sort of message that you would like to bring across about your body. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. No, definitely. Rapture is such a beautiful song. It's really, it's about like enjoying the things you want to do with your body, enjoying how people see your body, how you see your body, and just really being in the fullness of your womanhood. I think a lot of the time our bodies are spoken for. Like, somebody tells you how you look, somebody tells you how you're supposed to feel about how you look. But Rapture is just saying, you know, this is how I feel and this is how I exert that feeling, and my body is what it is, and I love it the way it is. And it's sexy, it's cute, you know, and it's really for women.
Yeah, so it's body positivity in one song, which is wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's such an important thing because, like you say, it gets kind of put on us, and especially I think for young women, it really gets kind of dictated, and then there's the whole partner vibe and how your family expects you to look, and how
it's overwhelming.
How am I supposed to find someone, and how do I look to be acceptable? And then there's the magazines and so forth. Your own journey in terms of writing, did you write the song?
Yeah, definitely wrote the song. I think I was also getting into myself. I mean, when you grow older, you start like filling the rest of your body and you start looking at things differently. And there's so many activists around the world now speaking about body positivity in all facets, not just, you know, to look good, but also to be a loving person in a relationship and be able to be, you know, confident in that. And I was also in that space, and that's where the song kind of was born from.
Right. It starts with you loving yourself. Mm. And it's such a trite thing to say, you know, like, if you don't like being with yourself, who's going to like being with you or whatever?
Yes, yes, yes.
But it goes so much deeper when it comes to self-acceptance. It's actually amazing to see a lot of people have been doing work about mental health and so forth. But you're one of the artists who has taken it to this very visceral level where you're saying it starts right in your physical form. Mm. And then it goes into ngoku, into doing things now. So you're not just a pretty face. You're not just about the music. You're about the message.
Yeah, I'm about the message. I'm about you feeling good when you listen to the songs. I mean, what's the point? You know, I think music is meant to be the theme song to that moment you're having. And if it's positive, that's even better. And so if I can just be that conduit for somebody, that's enough for me.
All right, so Viwe, moving from there, you know, what else can we expect from you besides Ngoku, you know, coming through this year? What else can we expect?
Cool. So Ngoku is obviously coming out. I've got a second single to Rapture, which is Drifting. And Drifting is coming out end of this month, actually. And we're just really on the road with my label, Unmuted. We're performing all over in South Africa. Well, Joburg right now, actually. And it's obviously a bit tough with COVID, but we've got a few performances lined up for March, which is really exciting. And also, there's another project I'm releasing in the end of the year. It's called Pray for the Lovers. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing that with Lincoln Long, who's also a big producer of the music that I make. And so it's really going to be a year of love, a year of pushing love back into the foreground.
Yes, we need more people like you. Where do we find you online? Someone's listening now going, you are my new favorite. Viwe, where do we find you?
So you can just find me on any platform at Viwe, Viwe. _TYO. So if you just say Viwe _TYO, you'll find something. It'll pop up, and all my music is on my pages.
Thank you so much for coming back home to the Eastern Cape with us on Algoa FM. All the best for the year filled with pushing love back into the country, and thank you for doing so, Viwe.
Thank you so much, Roland. Thank you so much, Rosh.
Here's the first play on Algoa FM of Viwe's track called Rapture. Enjoy.
Pleasure.